A little bit of everything out there for
boy, you're not kidding, Woody. Holy smokes.
Man. What sport isn't going right now?
What do we have? Baseball. Well, no, we got World Series.
We got the World Series.
We got everything going. You're right.
You got F1. You got NASCAR.
F1. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I was just trying to think. Like, isn't that NASCAR's in town this weekend?
Are they?
Yeah. So we got that.
Is it really this weekend?
Don't quote me on that, but I believe
we didn't even hear from those guys, man. All right.
So we got baseball, soccer,
they gave
hockey,
up on us.
Football, basketball.
Yeah. Got a lot of football.
Did I miss anything?
you say Inter Miami.
Jeez, man.
Atlanta United tonight.
By the way, how hyped up is that game? See that thing all over social media, Messi cam and...
Oh, they're going to, you know, hey, listen.
They're blowing this thing up.
This
man.
Is a great time for that sport to just continue to grow through this Inter Miami team and just how good. And by the way, healthy, Messi and the Barcelona guys are.
You can't get through a talking about a team without talking about health.
Well, let me ask you.
You're a broken man with that health stuff.
Well, it's just, they are. Well, when you got a bunch of 37-year-old guys on a team. That all played together for a long time at the highest level with that Barcelona team. Yeah, you're going to say that. Speaking of health, can I just continue with my health thing?
Sure. Which team are you going to this time?
Dolphins.
Okay.
There is no excuses for that offense because it's not a defensive thing. I'm even tired of talking about special teams. You got Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle just sitting there waiting. You've got Jonnu Smith now. A real nice, and by the way, nice part of this offense. Great. You've got your starting five that you hoped to have, and here we are getting ready for game 7. They have played together the last few games and been really good. Run blocking's been great. Teron Armstead is healthy. The best offensive lineman they have. I mean, he has played really well. Robert Jones, Aaron Brewer, Liam Eichenberg and Austin Jackson, they've been playing together, and there's something to be said for staying healthy and playing together. You got all three of your running backs ready to go, and you've got Tua back. I mean, now I got a lot of people that have already, you know, the Debbie Downers that are already saying, Joe, it's just not a good roster. Okay. Well, you're not playing a team that's exactly one of the top 4 or 5 in the Cardinals. And they're 3-4. They're another team that's 3-4, and I don't think it's a very good 3-4. I don't think the Colts are very good. And what are they now? Were they 4-3 now? I think they might even have a friggin' winning record right now. I don't think they're very good. But there are no excuses for the offense. You got everything. And by the way, by having Tua alone, Mike can go, hey, I got the old game plan back that I really like. Okay. And we're running the ball. So Mike ought to have fun with this. This ought to be a fun week for him to be able to run it, play action it, drop back. And by the way, I'm not even talking about try to hit a takeoff. If it's not there, you don't have to. But there's a lot of space that you can hit with those guys. A lot of different pass patterns those guys can run. Off the old tree. So we'll see. Off the receiving tree, right? The route tree that is out there from 1 to 9, they ought to be able to get going on that with some of those timely routes that they get with Tua in there. So no excuses, folks. This is the game to get it going and start. And then, I mean, if you want to come back, well, they didn't play a very good whatever, man. I hope we're talking about that Monday morning for those of you that are going to jump on that train. I hope that's, well, they weren't very good, so that wasn't, how do we know if they're, I hope they score high 20s or something and win, you know, easily so that's not in the last drive or last 6 minutes of a game. I hope that's the case, and if that's the topic, I'd rather have that one than, you know, we got another loss. That would be okay. We've got a lot of high school football stuff, too, folks. Larry Bluestein's going to join us, get you caught up here a little bit. It's Piper for real up there in Broward County. And American Heritage Plantation and St. Thomas Aquinas, the two big private schools in Broward County, getting ready to go at it. D-Bell, one of the best quarterbacks, is getting ready to see what he can do against that St. Thomas Aquinas team. That's going to be a good one. And so we'll get caught up with all that with Larry Bluestein and talk. American Heritage had some really close, tough losses so far this year. Can they get one? Chaminade took St. Thomas down a couple weeks ago. Can American Heritage, can they do it? Can they score enough or just win in a shootout if they have to? So we'll talk with Larry Bluestein. Kyle Crabb's going to join us. We'll talk to Kyle Crabb and see if he's in the same boat right now. But folks, I don't know. This is what they thought was going to line up. This is what they thought it was going to look like. So they can't use over there, well, we're banged up. You can't do that on the offensive side of the ball. You just can't. That's not – you got all your key guys. You got all the guys you're paying the money to, all playing. We're ready. We got Tua back, got a little practice in, and here we go. I guess he's still got, a couple more neurologists to see or something, or one more set. What are they going to do Saturday? The guy's going to sit down, and the guy's going to go, we don't think you should play.
Yeah.
Go, really? Why practiced all week with the ones?
I wonder what people are thinking overall here, man, because we're getting a lot of, different stuff on here, with the the text machine.
By the way, Woody, I told you.
I don't know what to expect.
Woody, you might be right. This might be a flawed roster. Might just not be a good. Might not be a top tier roster. I am not. For people tell me that, I go, you might be right. Because, by the way, just because if you do look impressive, you got to go up to Buffalo. You got to go up to Buffalo and play next, and then. L.A. looked pretty good last night. The Rams didn't look like a real bad team last night beating Minnesota.
Not with those two guys back.
Not with those two. No. All right. Hey, we got to get all caught up here. We always say that. This is kind of getting weak, too. Let's talk about saying the same things. I haven't even gotten into the Cam Ward. They had a Heisman special last night, Woody. Ashton Jeanty. A lot of guys think he's the leader in the house right now. He's getting ready to shatter every record if he stays healthy. A Boise State running back. He is special. And I am really curious to see where he goes. See, I'm not just about the highs, but I always wonder when these guys, how high. Because these three guys, if there are going to be three guys that are going to be first-round picks, Travis Hunter is going to be at the top of the list, right?
He will be, but, quarterback is just so much more important.
And then Cam Ward. Cam Ward
I would think Cam Ward would be right up there, right? The Deion Shador might be in that conversation. So, I just think quarterback is just too valuable at this point.
Well, my point is Ashton Jeanty, running backs, don't take too many running backs in the first round. And this guy, if you've seen the Boise State highlights, now I know, I get it.
They haven't played anyone, bro. They haven't played anyone.
Well, they have. He did play against Oregon.
Oh, Oregon, okay.
And it was it's fine. I just wanted to let you know that.
No, thank
you.
I appreciate that.
They lost by a touchdown.
They play football in that part of the country?
So, is Oregon number one in the country right now or two? Or they're right up there. I'm not sure where they are. That's still a pack. Come on. There's still a Pac-12 brother out there, man. Come on.
That's why I got my shot in on them.
I know you did. Hey, you won't get a shot at these guys, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Man, the partners of Cohen and Judah. Injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, covering all of South Florida. And I always like to say this, man, I'm big on this communication thing. No matter who's handling your case, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, you're right. You walk in, you're getting yourself, Harvey or Gary are going to take care of it. They not only come out and shake your hand and then sit down with you, they handle everything from start to finish, man, with more than 30 years of experience each. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results and small enough to just call you back, even on a weekend. Even on a weekend. You know, it's funny. So the biggest complaint with all the bigger law firms is they get a lot of cases and then they hand them off to these attorneys that work for them and they get a little overloaded and the communication kind of gets broken down, and all of a sudden you don't feel like your case is very important to them. And if you're going through that, you need to call Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. It won't cost you a dime. Let them take a look. Let them handle it for you. I think you'll be real happy. Go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach. I think it's huge, man. Even on the weekends, injuries caused by negligence of others. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Learn more about them. 866-324-7333. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors. One of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, Woody. Always enjoy this, man. For years we've been doing this with Larry Bluestein, our South Florida high school football insider. Getting towards the end of the football season. Everybody trying to get in a position for the playoffs, which are right around the corner. Good morning, Blue. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Joe. Thanks. Week 10, they extended the regular season by a week because of the storms up up in the central and west part of Florida. So, a lot of teams are going to have 2 weeks off, especially down here. You know, I mean, we can't, say enough about all the families up in the northern part and, what they went through struggling and still continue to go. But they extended the season a week, and certainly so maybe if a couple of programs have some injuries, they need the rest, they'll do it.
Yeah, that's actually good for them.
Yeah. But, week 10 here, basically everything is after tonight. Everything will pretty much be in focus about the playoffs, who makes it, what seeding they'll be. Norland wrapped up their district last night with a win over Plantation. So they'll host throughout, but everybody's kind of looking forward to that third-round rematch with American Heritage, a team that is 4-4 heading into tonight's game against St. Thomas Aquinas. And yeah, it is. And you know what's funny, though, is that they may be 4-5 to end the regular season, but they have a legitimate shot to go all the way. And I mean, it's crazy, but look at their losses. You know, Chaminade, which is a really, really good team, obviously one of the best. They lost to Central. They lost to Norland. They lost to Milton, at the beginning of the year, and they're third in the nation right now. So their losses have been, close and to really good football teams, and tonight will be no exception. Obviously, Roger Harriott and his team on end on a good note going.
Oh, boy. That right there.
It's going to be a good one.
And by the way, don't think, not that anybody cares, that in the offseason, the old transfer portal, a lot of kids make a decision and bounce from one school to the other here too. So there's a lot of stuff at stake tonight with that game going. So Blue, American Heritage Plantation got a chance to beat St. Thomas, in your opinion?
I always do. They've got, Dia Bell, really good quarterback. Roger's son has done a great job, one of the top juniors in the country, and Byron Lewis, and they've got a good offensive line, and they're defensively really sound. So any game that they go into, they have a really decent shot. They have to be a little bit more consistent, and as we know, St. Thomas is playing really good football. I think that loss to Chaminade stung them a little bit and woke them up, and which is not bad because, that kind, especially when you're going for a sixth straight, state title, kind of maybe get a little bit passive. But all they have to do is look up and see Lakeland at the end of the rainbow, and that should be enough motivation for them, because I don't think their classification is really, really tough outside of that Lakeland matchup. And Lakeland's no shoe-in because they're going to have to play Armwood as a really, really good team, and they got to play Orlando Edgewater to get out. So, the early part of the playoffs are going to be kind of, okay, ho-hum, because it's the one versus that eight seed that should never have been in. So that's going to be, that's going to be a challenge just to get these kids motivated. And plus, like I said, some teams like Central and St. Thomas take that last week off on purpose. So now not only do they have next week off, but then they have the following week off.
Yeah.
So that could change it a little bit. You have momentum. You know all about that. If you have momentum, especially if it's good momentum, you'd hate for the season to kind of be interrupted.
Yeah.
So it's,
hey, Blue, I got to ask you about Piper. 7-0, they got Monarch, who, by the way, everybody really liked a lot here before the season. They're 4-3. Is this Piper – how good is this Piper team? You're undefeated, man. You beat seven teams. What's your take on Piper?
Well, that game was played last night.
Oh, it was.
And I had an opportunity to go to it. And, you know, Piper did whatever they could, lost 22-20 to Monarch. You know, they're 7-1.
Well, there you have it.
But still, come on. You know, I mean, to me, Quentin Short, the head coach, is coach of the year no matter what happens the rest of the way. What he's done, they're going to finish off 8-1. They're going to be probably a top two seed going into the playoffs. But come on. I mean, you know, last night was kind of tough. I mean, they made mistakes at the wrong times. They had the lead at the halftime. They went into the fourth quarter with the lead. And, you know, hey, listen, 22-20 against a Monarch team that really came within one game of going to the 7A state finals last year. And obviously, yeah, I give all the credit in the world, you know, to Piper and that program. And like I said, they're going to be a top seed when it's all said and done, and probably one of the best teams they've had in a couple of decades. And, yeah, listen, it's one of those things, Joe. You know, it's really tough to stay unbeaten. But, you know, this week, as I said, you know, Northwestern going to wrap things up in the regular season. The only pretty decent game, I guess, going into tonight's game, you know, would be – you know, Booker T has to wrap it up against Ransom Everglades. And there's a program. Listen, you got to give Ransom Everglades a lot of credit. I mean, that's a program. Obviously, the school is one of the more costly schools, a great prestigious school. But they've got it done on the football field. And I believe they're 5-1 or 6-1 headed into tonight's game. And, yeah, it's going to be – I think it's going to be really interesting. But basically everything else has been kind of settled. And, you know, we'll break that down over the next 2 weeks, what, you know, some of the matchups are. But I'm excited about the playoffs because, you know, we're going to host them down here this year. The classes 1A through 7A at Pitbull Stadium at FIU. And it's going to get, you know, and I always said, you know, I think the fair thing every year, Joe, is to make it in Orlando. It's centrally located, and I understand. But the fans, the football fans, and I've gone to all those, you know, whether it be in Tallahassee or Tampa or Gainesville, and the fans in South Florida are just wired different. You know, they're going to go to that 1A game, you know, that they don't even know who the teams are, but they're just going to go to see football. And they don't do that all over the state. You know, you have it at Doe Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee for a 1A game at 1 o'clock on a Thursday, and you'd be lucky to get 200 people.
Yeah.
For some reason, our South Florida people are just wired differently. They want to just see football, and that's why it's regarded as one of the best places in the country, you know, to for talent.
Hey, Blue, I have a couple questions that have popped up, and people ask me, hey, we got to start talking about some of the top players, juniors and seniors, that you've seen in Dade and Broward County. And I wanted to ask you whether they're five-star, four-star. Can you give me a couple of names of guys that really impressed you? You've seen them all play.
Yeah. Well, let's go. Let's start in the 2026 class. These are current juniors. Right off the bat, a kid who I think has really basically come out of nowhere because they didn't get a chance last year, Cardo Gibbons. But his name is Derek Cooper. He's John Beeson. That's who he is. He's 6'1", 195, plays linebacker, plays running back at Chaminade. I think he's going to elevate himself to the number one athlete in the country. And this is a kid 8 months ago nobody ever heard of.
Wow.
You know, and it's
great story.
Great story. And you'll see him play against St. Thomas. He ran for 146 yards out of the Wildcat. And he also had 14 tackles. So it just he's, I think, at the top of the ledger. We talk about Dia Bell. You know, Roger Bell's son, who's done a great job, committed to Texas. Great.
Boy, has he gotten a lot better, too, man. His running, made a run a couple weeks ago. My God, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, great, you know, and I agree. And he's a great athlete. Obviously, he could drop 25 on the basketball court at any time he wants. Calvin Russell is a wide receiver out of Northwestern. He's 6'4", 180 pounds. Great basketball player. But he's trying, you know, Teddy's working with him, you know, as a, to become a quality receiver. You know, and if you're 6'4", and you could
can't teach that. Can't teach that 6'4". Yeah, no.
Justice Fitzpatrick, Minka Fitzpatrick's brother, is at St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the top juniors, I think, in the state. Kids are an aggressive 6'2", 190-pound corner, a lot like his brother.
I didn't know
was.
That. Wow, I didn't know he had brother down.
Right. Yeah, this kid, I mean, he started ever since he was a freshman, and I think it's, you know, I mean, the kid has just been great. Let's move to the 2025 class. Some of the top talent, obviously, Ben Hanks Jr., You know, his dad played at Florida. You know, he's committed to Florida right now, but you never know, you know. But although, you know, with Billy winning three out of the last four, you know, I mean, but Miami kind of really is on him bad, you know, because he's a difference maker, Joe. I mean, he's just not a regular
that good.
Dude,
wow,
you know?
Yeah.
Joshua Moore, who's a wide receiver out of West Broward, he was committed to Florida, but now Miami got him to kind of switch. He's a 6'4", 212-pound wide receiver. That the thing about him is when you're that big, usually you have a tendency not to, you know, to like John Vilma told me one time, the toughest adjustment for him going from high school to college was learning how to tackle. He says, because when you're at that level, all you do is push kids down, you know, in high school. But Josh Moore is a great receiver. He runs tremendous patterns. And being that big and that aggressive is going to put him, you know, at the top of any list. And Bryce Fitzgerald, who is a Miami commitment. He's a safety. He's a basketball player at Christopher Columbus. This kid play. I don't think he ever leaves the field. He's a wide receiver. He's a safety. And then probably the last guy in that yeah. top group is Cortez Mills. He's a wide receiver committed to Oklahoma out of Homestead. Didn't play much this year. He's just got back on the field over the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, there's
that's a great list. Talent. Great stuff, Blue. You know, people are asking me, hey, who are we following down here? That's a great group. Hey, you know, I know your top five's going to change. So
this week, I don't know how much it's going to change because a lot of the teams obviously haven't you know, they, you know, one Chaminade still at number one, rightfully so. That St. Thomas win was really something to propel them. Central stays two, and they'll be that way because they end up with Somerset Academy. St. Thomas is number three. Norland with a win last night, and they're ready for the
I want to hear five. That's the one I'm interested in.
Miami Northwestern, you know, they still are in this thing. They're going to finish 6-3. They're going to be a playoff team, you know, and most likely Central and them are going to wind things back up in round three, which is, you know, wasn't a given. And then we'll see what happens with Heritage tonight. You know, maybe they if they come up with the win, they could push themselves in that top five.
Yeah, they're going to be. That's going to be fun. A lot of really good players. You get a chance to get out to St. Thomas tonight and watch that game. That should be a lot of fun. Blue, thank you. Man, I really appreciate
anytime.
Great stuff today. Great stuff.
Anytime,
I appreciate it.
Man. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
All right. That's Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. Been doing it forever. Those kids go to warm up. They run over and see Larry Bluestein first to say hello. Parents come running over. That guy, he is unbelievable. Hey, we got Kyle Crabbs going to be joining us at 8 o'clock this morning. And we're really going to break down the Dolphin stuff a little bit, including the tight end position and Julian Hill. Curious to hear with so much chatter about him, people so upset that he's still playing so much. So talk to Kyle Crabbs about that. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us. Of course, Mike Florio always joins us as well. We'll have all that for you. But first, I do want to take a moment to tell you about something that's worked for me. And if guys are going through it, and I'm talking about low T and ED, if you've been going through it, you know you have it. I get it, man. It's really when you're trying to figure it out, it's kind of you try to keep it. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating for guys to go through. Your energy level is down. You find yourself moody, sometimes almost depressed. Don't feel like doing things, constantly tired. Find yourself sleeping, sitting around moping and watching TV and eating way too much. And your sex drive is gone right behind it because low T and ED they are connected for life. And if you're going through it, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic 7.5 months ago or so. I had great results, and I got great results quickly, and I know you will too. And if you're going through it, don't be embarrassed. I'm telling you about what I went through. And if you're going through it, I had all the same emotions and thoughts that you did, and where do you go? And, you know, the old thing when you talk, because we have so much pride, we talk to other guys, I'm still fine, I got it. Well, listen, I want you to schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic if you're going through it. Seriously, if you are, I promise you great results. At least listen, set up that first appointment and listen to what they have and find out. They'll do all the testing for you. They'll check it out. Your initial visit includes medical consultation, a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a lot more. They have an expert staff that's fantastic. 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you, make it even easier. I go to the one in Plantation, 877-455-7300. I didn't have good results. I had great results. Anytime I call the owners to tell them thank you, like so, just feel so good late in the week. And I just, there for a while, was dragging on Friday and hated Saturday. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, probably the last time I'm going to be able to update this story here, Joe, on the Shohei Ohtani 50th home run ball. We finally found out who won the ball. It was a corporation from Taiwan who ended up winning the ball for a shade under $4.4 million. There were more than 40 total bids in the auction from four different countries. And there That's you go, wild. A corporation in Taiwan who loves baseball and who loves Shohei Ohtani and who would certainly look to share his treasures with the world has won the auction, according to Golden Auctions.
I thought you were going to tell me somebody from Japan. I mean that. Somebody with...
Oh, Japan was one of the bidding countries.
Yes.
They certainly were. But this is cool, though, man. Like, again, these kinds of things, I don't know, probably shouldn't be in some dude's sports basement. I mean, it should be out there for people to see if you want to see.
So Woody,
like
when they
that,
get these things, do they try to get these guys to sign it?
No, he won't sign it, I wouldn't think.
Well, you don't have to tell him everything. Just can you sign my ball?
Yeah.
Just another ball.
Dodgers did offer to buy the ball.
Yeah, but you know it's a low 10% offer.
10% of what it ended up selling for.
Right.
That's a great question. I am, by the way, next year going to try. When the Dodgers come to town, I'm going to try with both of the kids, see if we can't get up close to that guy.
Well, I think Leon's the way to go. If there's ever been a guy that's absolutely perfect and such a good kid that even the biggest jerk in the world would, even Barry Bonds would stop and sign for him.
Barry, huh?
Well, I was just trying to think of somebody off the top.
Huh.
Anyway, what else you got?
All right. How about this one, man? Probably fueled by the old crowd. Skechers just reported $2.35 billion in quarterly sales. That is 16% higher than the prior year.
Is there a reason for it? I must be getting cooler-looking shoes.
I mean...
Can't just be older people, would it? Because you just said Skechers and older.
So it said in February, Skechers announced across the 5,000 store mark across 120 countries... So I guess they got stores all over the place. They do have some NBA partnerships here with Joel Embiid and Julius Randle. I don't know why you'd want two of the most injured players in basketball promoting your stuff, but those are the guys. And apparently it's done very well for Skechers here, Joe.
Yeah.
16% rise in sales internationally, 15% rise domestically.
I think Howie Long's been doing those ads. Where he's on the airplane and takes his shoes off. Didn't he a Skechers guy too?
I don't know. Howie Long is the shoes off.
Well, he takes his and puts the Skechers on. Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, because people that take their shoes off on airplanes should be.
No, I know. I know. Awesome. That I don't want to get you going on.
No,
that.
No, I know.
It's one of your things you've got.
Little human etiquette,
you.
But.
But Howie Long, I believe, is a Skechers guy. But what'd you say there? Like you wouldn't wear them because you're young guy because you took a shot at.
Well, I was gonna say. I value comfort over looks more now, which is why I'm wearing the Air Joe Roses, those Hokas. I mean, you started that movement, apparently.
I did not. Somebody told me about it.
I don't know who told you about it, but you've made it famous, and I love those things.
Now, I've got some older guys, and I don't want to say their name, that won't wear them, because he says they're old guy's shoes. I go, what do you think we are? What do you think, we're 30?
Who you talking about, Bo?
No, Bo wears them.
Okay.
We were walking, and a guy goes, oh, you're wearing those old guy's shoes, huh? I said, dude, come on, man. Did you really have to say that?
They are very comfortable, a little strange looking. By the way, I picture Bo just being like a Velcro shoe type of guy.
No, Bo's got...
shoelaces just anger him. Like, he's just like, screw this, I'll Velcro them.
No, we're not to that point yet.
No.
That is coming, but no.
Isn't it funny? You come into the world wearing Velcro shoes, and I guess you leave the world wearing Velcro shoes. It's a circle of life.
God, Woody. Well, I'm not there. Thank God. That definitely is the end of the fourth quarter when you do
If you come in here wearing those New Balance Velcros, I'll send you home, man.
No, I'm okay to still bend over and tie my shoes.
Just
I'm
like
okay.
your podcast, it'll be there out is the pasture. All right. Jason Kelce, who is he's all over the place here, it seems like, Joe. He is in talks with ESPN for a late-night talk show. Which I think would be pretty cool here, right? It's only going to be would only be one night a week is what they're at least discussing at this point. But he seems to have a pretty good personality. He seems to get good guests and stuff on his podcast. So I'm guessing this would go over pretty well.
People like him. He is he's super popular in Philadelphia, but it seems to be around the league. And by the way, probably a Hall of Fame center.
He's just one of those guys that like it looks like it'd be fun to have a beer with him, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe a little nuts, but...
Oh, no, he goes out and chugs beers with the group. Yeah, definitely doesn't mind having a few beers.
No, he's a hit at those tailgates. I got to show you, by the way, that video or pictures of him, whatever, at the Taylor Swift concert sleeping are awesome. Just fast asleep while everyone's jumping around.
Deny it.
Yeah.
He should have just said, listen, I've seen like 7 of her concerts, okay?
But it's rude, though, because, the brother's trying to, I assume, marry her at some point. It's like kind of disrespectful.
I'm guessing if he gives her a ring, she's going to accept it.
I don't know. She's very popular.
Well, you think she's going to go through write another song about another breakup?
Can you imagine if she was in the suite at a Chiefs game and they panned over to her and she was fast asleep?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a great look at a Kansas City Chiefs game.
No. All right. And we
never lose.
We do like to try to end things on a good note here on a Friday, Joe. This is a really nice one yesterday. Dwayne Wade is in town. He was here for the Pat Riley thing, and he's got the court dedication. He's got his statue coming up on Monday. They also renamed the street in front of the arena after him. You see that? They finally officially put up the signs.
Yeah, great.
I think our guy Tobin led the charge on that thing there. But Dwayne Wade and Bam Adebayo teamed up at Chapman Partnership on Thursday, unveiling a newly designed basketball court dedicated to helping the community.
That is great. The Heat and some of the recreational stuff, because there's so many kids at Chapman Partnership, that's great. The Heat and Bam have been fantastic in their involvement and getting Dwayne over there. It's just so good for awareness and rehabilitation and everything else they do. That's really is good. I tell everybody, if you're looking to get involved in a charity and you can go help and be involved and give your money, it's hard to beat Chapman Partnership. Yeah. It really is, yeah.
Oh, that was very cool yesterday. I will tell you, though, man, D. Wade still got the juice. He was there at that game on Wednesday, and he's still pretty damn popular down here. Kind of a shame, though. I mean,
yeah, but why?
I would love to have him down here. I know he's in Utah with the Jazz.
Why would you like? Yeah,
because he's not here anymore. He's up there now.
Yeah, but his popularity when he comes back doesn't change.
That didn't go away one bit, man.
Oh, it's one of the greatest athletes we've ever had here in South Florida.
Well, he's either number one or number two, depending where we rank your friend.
Well, he still got it.
He's pretty popular too. Yeah.
Amazing. We walk from a hotel to a restaurant.
How does that go when you two walk around town?
It was four of us, Jimmy and Bo, and the four of us, and he got to stop a lot.
Can I bring something up?
You aren't, because we got to get going.
A quick question though, like if somebody asks you to take a picture of like them with him, does that bother you?
No, I did it. I did it the other night.
But like, does that hurt your ego just a little bit?
No, it's him.
They're not like having someone else do it, get in the picture.
No.
They're making you take it.
No, it's him.
That doesn't hurt you at all?
No.
Okay. I know you like to be involved in that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You like
that was, yeah, that wasn't very, right. That wasn't one of your best moments, though. We've got 8 o'clock hour coming up, and we are going to have Kyle Krabs join us here, their fanboy in the other room. But I
no
do,
ego with Kyle. He's good.
No, he doesn't have any of that problem at all. He's good. And listen, he, I didn't realize he rides the emotional roller coaster with his team pretty good. And I didn't realize it till we started scoring 11 points a game and he started calling me. And I go, okay, let's talk. Hey, kind of like talking to the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts, is the number one business broker in the state of Florida. Why would you want to hire anybody else if you're thinking about selling your company right now? The main man has lots and lots of buyers to buy companies, big or small, super specialized, doesn't matter. The main man has got people, a lot of people have moved down here, call the main man and say, hey, when you find me this type of company, please call me. We are very interested, me and my family, in buying it. And boy, he is really good at it. So you got to ask yourself, you got this company, it's doing pretty well. You've been doing it a long time. And the question is, when is it time to sell? Or am I ready to sell? Well, are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of competition? Are you tired of all the employees driving you nuts? Are you tired of just being tired and complaining when you come home at night? If you answered yes to any of these questions, sell your business. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to Anthony Caliendo so he can flip your biz and cash out big. Hey, if you're not, you have no idea what it's worth, that happens. And most people don't have any idea what it's worth. They know it does well, but they don't know the numbers on it. The main man offers a free, no-obligation business valuation. It's worth $2,500. Come and find out today. Let him get started. Once you give him the green light, he goes to work, and he is a pit bull, man, and great at putting relationships together, finding somebody that's going to buy your company that you happen to really like because you know they're going to be as passionate as you were. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online at themainman.com. 25 years in the business right here in South Florida, ready to sell your company for you right now.